What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, it's a nice looking, partly cloudy Monday afternoon, but it's kind of hot AF out there. So try and stay out of it. Once again, you know, we give a shout out to all those people who are working in the heat. You know, I'm in an air conditioned studio every day. Many of you are in an air conditioning office. You're in your home, it's air conditioned. You're in an air conditioned car. Man, I feel really badly for those people who are driving around without AC. And sometimes, you know, you'll see a car, and when the weather's like this and the windows are rolled down, I can't help but think that, man, they don't have AC. So, you know, a lot of people have it tough when the weather gets hot like this. So we're going to get a break with some rain on Wednesday and slightly cooler temperatures, highs in the upper 80s rather than the upper 90s later in the week. And I think that's going to lead to a really nice weekend. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us on this Monday afternoon. A Newsmax host freaked out when wet paint on a pole in New York, he leaned up against it or touched it in some way. Wet paint ruined his $12,000 jacket. He said, "Call the cops." It was the on-air personality for Newsmax, Greg Kelly. A $12,000 jacket. And I'm looking at the picture right now, and there's white paint all over the back part of the shoulder. That's not good. All right. Fox News' Peter Doocy, who's their senior White House correspondent, he wanted some clarification. And we talked about this last week. The president of the United States said that Taylor Swift is not as hot as she used to be. And I don't think he was talking about looks. He's talking about her popularity. She's not as hot as she used to be. And it all came down to when he said he hated Taylor Swift. And when Taylor Swift criticized him, that has caused people to not like Taylor Swift. That's really not true. What happened was, and the president's ego does not allow him to notice this, but what happened was Taylor Swift was on a long tour for years. The tour's over. When an artist finishes a long, long tour, they kind of take a break. They kind of take a sabbatical. They take a little time off. And no, they're not in the news like they once were. But Caroline Leavitt said that he, the president, is speaking about Taylor Swift's political views and how perhaps it has impacted the support of the American public for her work. And I'll leave it at that. Well, she didn't really answer that. And that's just, that's not true. I mean, I give Caroline Leavitt credit because she has to answer all of these just crazy questions that people ask. We mentioned last hour that Kid Rock shut down his Nashville restaurant. Here's a close friend of the President of the United States. Kid Rock shut down his restaurant in Nashville because ICE was in Nashville making raids, and they were concerned that they would come in and arrest some of the staff. So I guess that's kind of an admission that Kid Rock and his restaurant are hiring illegals to do the work. And you'd think that if you're a strong supporter and, you know, friendly with the president, you've been in the Oval Office and stuff like that, you'd think that you'd kind of follow along with what the president would want. And he doesn't want people to hire illegals. And so I wonder how many Republicans and how many conservatives are actually not following along in real life what the president actually wants. You know, we continue to talk, and it's been all over our news, and we continue to talk about these seven inmates that are still on the loose in the New Orleans area. Now, they might be in other states by now. I mean, my God, they could be anywhere. It's an embarrassment to the city. It's a national story. Before the show, I saw it on CNN, but it's on all the news stations. And look, let me just run over what some of these people have been arrested for. In this group of seven, there are felons that include a convicted murderer. One inmate is charged with attempted first-degree murder and domestic abuse. Three are facing second-degree murder charges. Another is held on domestic abuse charges. Another was convicted in federal court for firearm charges. So these are dangerous people. So how are you feeling about this? I'm concerned, but I'm not scared. I'm not afraid. I just somehow have a feeling that they're far away from me, but that doesn't mean they are. So nobody should develop a false sense of security. And I'm not telling you to be afraid. I'm not trying to scare anybody. But you need to be aware of this. And if you see somebody that looks really, really suspicious in your neighborhood, I mean, especially somebody that's like, you know, creeping around, crawling around, like trying to hide, you know, you got to call 911. But if you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. So the former President Joe Biden has stage 5 cancer, and it's prostate cancer, and apparently it has gone to the bone. This is very serious. But there are a lot of right-wing radicals who are saying that it's a conspiracy, it's a PR move, and that this had to be known before. I thought it was kind of interesting that Half Scoop, Donnie Jr. See, I thought Eric was Half Scoop, but no, Donnie Jr.'s Half Scoop. I thought it was interesting that Half Scoop said, "Well, how could Dr. Jill Biden, his wife, not know about this?" Well, because her doctorate is in education. I guess she should know all about medical things. I mean, does he not know that she's got a PhD? She's not an MD. I mean, did he not know that? Wow. Anyway, this is sad news. You're 82 years old and you've got this form of aggressive prostate cancer. I mean, that's not good at all. And it's surprising that it got this bad and it wasn't detected, because I thought prostate cancer was very easily detected. I mean, I go on a regular basis and I get the PSA test whenever the doctor tells me I need it. And I'm good. I reluctantly agree to the digital exam when that has to happen. But it's really uncomfortable. Don't like that at all. But, you know, if he's got to do it, he's got to do it. I mean, thank God that he's doing that, because I ain't going to do that. So anyway, it's just kind of surprising. And some are saying that it's a big conspiracy. There's a far right commentator who says that there have been hundreds of retweets. He said this whole thing is fake, arguing that you'd have to have a mental incapacity yourself to believe otherwise. And, you know, close friend of Trump, somebody that the president listens to, mega media figure, Laura Loomer, claimed to have known this all along. And she said she reported this by his illness. She reported this almost a year ago and said a year ago that he was going to die in 2 months. Well, she wasn't right about that. She is releasing this information saying that, you know, it could be a PR strategy to shame the Democrats who are, you know, have this book coming out about Joe Biden's health crisis. And, you know, we're learning a lot about Joe Biden. I posted a video about that if you want to comment on it. It's on the SOTA Facebook page. Did you see Saturday Night Live over the weekend? It was funny. I mean, I thought it was funny. I thought the opening was a little weak. It was about how the president has found love in the Middle East. But I thought the very cold opening was kind of weak. The guest host was Scarlett Johansson, who is married to Colin Jost, who is, you know, the co-host with Michael Che of Weekend Update. But Mike Myers was there. Mike Myers, there was a scene where Kenan Thompson played Kanye West, and they were both in an elevator together. That was funny. There's this character on Weekend Update who was talking about airline food. She's hysterical. And then there was a moment toward the end where Colin Jost and Michael Che write jokes for each other, but they've never read the jokes until it's live on the air. So that was really funny. You know, I'm still not a fan of Bad Bunny. I mean, I know it's in Spanish. That's not the reason. I know he's popular. I know he's big, but I'm just not a big fan of Bad Bunny. He was the musical guest. There is an opinion piece out by Joe DiPaolo. And Joe DiPaolo said, this is the headline of his opinion piece. It said, SNL goes out with a whimper as season finale's Trump sketch totally underwhelms. Yeah, I thought the opening sketch did fail to be really that entertaining. It wasn't that good. And usually those you know, Trump things in the beginning with James Austin Johnson, usually they're incredible. And Bill Maher on his podcast, Bill Maher brought up about Saturday Night Live portraying MAGA supporters as racist. And this goes back to the Tom Hanks skit a while back. And he said that it's not fair to portray MAGA supporters as racist. He said, quote, as a liberal, I don't like it. And, you know, I get that. And, you know, quite often on the show, I take time to say, I'm not talking about all Republicans or all conservatives. I'm talking about right-wing radicals. There is this subgroup. There is also a subgroup within the left movement and Democrats, left-wing radicals. They don't seem to be making as much noise as the right-wing radicals, and that's not even up for dispute. It's just it's not the same. And I can't explain why, but it's not the same. There are people who just feel the need to defend this president no matter what he does and no matter what he says. And I see it on Facebook. I see it on this show with texts and with calls. And there are people who instinctively, they're waiting. They're just listening and they're waiting, or they're watching a video that I post and they're jumping. They're jumping on the opportunity to defend the president no matter what. And these are the people that I believe are suffering from TDS. Trump delusional syndrome. All right. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Okunar Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. It's not summer based on the calendar, but it sure feels like it. All right. Coming up, we're going to talk about Marilyn Monroe singing Happy Birthday to the President of the United States. At the time, it was John F. Kennedy. It happened on this day in 1962. You'll hear her sing Happy Birthday, and we'll talk about that coming up next on WWL.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar, on this day in 1990, this was the number one song in America. It was a song about dance, very popular in gay nightclubs, and dancers would strike a pose like fashion models. But it did hit number one in America. All right, on the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar, on this day in 1962, less than 3 months before she died, Marilyn Monroe made one of her last public appearances at President John F. Kennedy's 45th birthday celebration. There were a lot of people there. Thousands were there. It was a big celebration. It was a little bit before his birthday, but this is how it worked out logistically. This is where Marilyn Monroe sang that famous rendition of Happy Birthday to You. Democrats staged this fundraiser at Madison Square Garden, and it was billed as a birthday celebration for President John F. Kennedy. But this was the part that most people remembered, and she was wearing a fur, a long fur, and she slid the fur off, and she was wearing a skin-tight, flesh-colored gown covered with 2,500 shimmering rhinestones, and she looked really hot. In fact, today, Marilyn Monroe would probably be close to a plus size. I mean, she was the ultimate sex symbol in her day, but she wasn't a tiny person. Anyway, here's that sexy rendition of Marilyn Monroe singing to President Kennedy.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
All right, now, you know the stories, and there are many, and apparently the media, the press, knew it, but out of respect for the office of the presidency, they didn't report it. John F. Kennedy was allegedly having an affair with Marilyn Monroe. The Secret Service would lead him to where Marilyn Monroe was, or they would lead her to where the president was, obviously without Jackie, and they would boink. And this was an ongoing thing. He had an ongoing affair with Marilyn Monroe. Well, there are a lot of conspiracy theories about Marilyn Monroe's death, and we can't go into all of them. But Frank A. Capel wrote a book titled The Strange Death of Marilyn Monroe. I think it was more of a pamphlet than a book, but he wrote this short story. It's like kind of like a short story kind of thing. The Strange Death of Marilyn Monroe. And he was much of an anti-communist activist. And he said that at the time, John F. Kennedy's brother, Robert Kennedy, was the attorney general. Robert Kennedy. You know Robert Kennedy Jr. Well, Robert Kennedy was, I guess, his dad, right? Yeah, his dad. So Robert Kennedy also was boinking Marilyn Monroe, and Marilyn Monroe threatened to cause a scandal about it, and that caused Kennedy to order her to be killed. And she was killed, allegedly. I mean, the official cause of death was, taking barbiturates and sleeping pills. But there were others that were accused of being part of this communist plot to kill Marilyn Monroe. But it happened on this day in 1962 when she sang Happy Birthday to Mr. President. Hey, look, I'm excited about this. Tomorrow we're going to be on the road. We're going to be on the North Shore doing our show live on the North Shore at Bonvenue Bank. They've got a brand new location in Mandeville. It's their new home. Come check it out. Come check out their state-of-the-art banking services. And welcome to their new environment that is designed to help you make your dreams come true. Can't wait to see this location. It's tomorrow afternoon. We do our show live from 1 to 4 tomorrow at Bonvenue Bank, their new location in Mandeville. It's at 3481 East Causeway Approach in Mandeville. 3481 East Causeway Approach in Mandeville. If you are passing by there today, remember, we're going to be there live tomorrow. And it says here, come cut the ribbon and cut up with Scoot. Bonvenue Bank and WWL. Well, look, I mean, it's a bank. I mean, that's kind of a dignified setting. So I don't know how much we're going to cut up. But, I mean, well, you know I'm going to have fun. And we'll have fun on the show. All right, let's get to a few of your calls. Let's go to James in the 7th Ward. Hey, James, welcome to the show. Thanks for hanging on, James. Hello, James.
Hello, can you hear me?
I can.
I just wanted to say I think that it's a shame that on this day we find out that the past President Biden has bone cancer, incurable cancer. No one has called in to say, you know, geez, wish that didn't happen to that guy. The partisanship is really showing me.
Yeah. Well, James, you're right. It's sad. A lot of people don't want to admit it, but they might be silently happy that he has this stage 5 cancer. And, you know, once it gets to the bone, I mean, that's really serious. And
that's
it's,
correct.
You know, prostate cancer can be very preventable. It can be cured if you have prostate cancer, if you catch it early. But for some reason, it got to this point. I can only do what I can to express that I'm sad and I don't agree with everything that he did as president. But that has nothing to do with how I feel about him as an elder statesman, as a human being.
You know, being the president is kind of like practicing medicine. You know, you constantly, it's evolving, things change on a daily, you know. And you have to keep your head on the swivel, and you have to also look out for people that are supposed to have your best interests at heart. Sometimes they don't. And I believe that President Biden did do the best he could in his capacity as a leader of the free world. So
I'd like to think that everybody does the best they can.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that, and I think that the audience, you know, we had a whole bunch. They were silent with text. Nobody's calling to say anything nasty, but nobody's calling to say or texting, you know, well wishes. So,
now you're right about that, James.
Hard.
They should
look at themselves.
Yeah, I agree. Anybody that is just even silently, vicariously happy. Oh yeah, man, Joe Biden, man, that guy's gonna die, man. He needs to be dead. Anybody that has that attitude really should be ashamed of themselves. And once again, we point out that people define themselves by politics and their political identity is more important than being a human being. It didn't used to be this way. It's that way now. And it doesn't have to continue to be this way. And I hope it changes, but it's not going to change anytime soon. All right, Janice is in New Orleans. Hey, Janice, what do you have for us?
Yes, how you doing today, Scoot?
Good. At least you asked me how I'm doing this time.
Yeah, I'm going to remember to do
that. Last time you didn't. It hurt my feelings.
Well, I am sorry. I do not want to hurt your feelings.
It's okay.
I don't want to do that.
I know you
do.
You
know I like you. You know I like you.
Well, last time you told me you love me. Now it's just like? Okay, it's all right.
My husband. I love my husband.
I understand. But you can love somebody in a different way.
And always will.
You can love somebody in a different way.
Well, I tell you what. Maybe I'll adopt you.
Okay.
You can be my brother.
All right.
Be my brother from another mother.
Oh, I could be your pet. I could be a pet.
I wouldn't go that far.
Okay.
I wouldn't go that far. No way. I know some people do that, but that ain't right. And you can't be non-binary either. You
got to
be
true.
Male or female. Pick one.
Yeah, if I were your pet, I guess I'd have to dress up, and that would make me a furry.
I'd have to get a My Pillow doggy bed for you and everything.
Oh my God!
Or maybe some kitty litter or something.
All right, the senior producer is directing us toward. What is your comment?
Okay, here's the thing. I called that guy Kid Rock's restaurant, and it seems like the phone number's not working. So I went to his Facebook. He'll never see it, but I told him. I said, "Hey, Kid." I said, if you're not hiring illegals, why would you be concerned about ICE coming and taking away your employees?
I know.
I told him, I said, maybe all restaurants, all businesses should close. I think not.
Well, I know.
I mean, really?
Don't you think that people who follow and support the current president, don't you think that they should follow what he stands for?
Well, yes, they should. It's not whether you like the man or not. It's common sense. Many of these people, you know, they haven't been vetted. Many of them are criminals and everything else. So I don't think, you know, look, if I had a business, I'd be checking people when I hire them. And if you have a jail history or you're not here legally, you're not working for me. That's it. It's simple. It's about common sense. It's not about politics even.
I know, but Janice, there are people who say they can't find enough people to hire unless they hire the illegals. And
well,
so,
I'm sorry. I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't and couldn't.
Well,
I just could not ever do anything like that, because the person you're hiring could kill you or they could kill somebody else.
Yeah.
No. I'm not down with people here illegally. You have to apply and do it the right way. And I don't care. This is not about politics for me.
All right, Janice. I appreciate your passion, and I appreciate the call. Yeah, we're talking about Kid Rock closing his restaurant in Nashville because ICE was in town, and they were afraid that people would come, the ICE people would come and arrest their employees. Well, that's basically a statement that they're illegal. You know, we haven't talked about this yet, but what about that Mexican ship that hit the Brooklyn Bridge? Now, I'm not sure, Ian. Sometimes when ships are on display going through a harbor, going in or out of a harbor, they have people standing up on the masts.
Yeah,
were there people up there?
I think so.
It
I was
looks
watching
like
that.
It in the picture.
Yeah, I tried. You know, I saw. I think two people died, four crew members were injured, and I couldn't quite figure out, just from watching the video, how people could have been injured by that unless they were up on those masts.
Well,
and
unless they
I
were,
saw somebody was like dangling from a harness or something. So there were people up there when it hit the bridge.
Yeah, I think that's a common a practice. It's just something that is done. But I think that there were people all lined up there, and you could be hit on the deck. There were 300 people on board the ship,
right?
So you could have been hit by the mast coming down.
Some falling debris or something.
But how would you not know how tall the mast is compared to how high the bridge is? Or I guess could the water level change?
I don't know anything about this sort of thing, so you know we can just kind of guess at it. Either the water level is too high. I don't know how much that fluctuates in that river, or it for example, the Crescent City Connection, you can see like the clearance is higher in the middle of the bridge than it is closer over to the water. I don't know if that's a big enough distance that would be the thing where it's like, oh, the sailboat wasn't so tall that it couldn't go underneath the bridge in the middle, but it wasn't positioned in the right spot in the river. It was too close to shore where maybe the bridge was lower. Or maybe it wasn't supposed to be there at all. I don't know. But between the jailbreak and the cancer and everything, I kind of stopped following up on the boat story. But I'm sure we'll learn more eventually.
The sales were not up, so it was it was under motorized power. But I think it ran out of power.
I did see that they thought that it had lost power.
Man, what a tragedy! I mean, if you're up on that, I mean, I've got 19 injured, 2 dead, and 19 injured. Just really a serious.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Tragedy.
Drums, please!
It's hot. It's hot as summertime. It's not even summer yet. Hot as summertime. Yeah, try to stay as cool as you can. There was a terrorist attack over the weekend. There was a fertility clinic in California that was attacked, and a 25-year-old man, who the FBI believes is responsible, apparently got caught up in anti-pro-life writings. And as a result of that, he carried out the attack. You know, I think this just goes to show you that there are people out there who are, like, on the fringe. They're on the fringe of, like, just adopting some kind of weird manifesto as a result of something that they have been exposed to. And some people will act out on this. They feel so obsessed with whatever the cause is that they feel like they have to act out on this. And it's just really, really strange. Apparently, all of the all of the important things like the eggs and everything else, all of that was protected and none of that was jeopardized. Chris is on WWL. Hey, Chris, welcome to the show.
Hey, Scoot. How you doing today?
I'm good.
Look, I was listening to your story about the square rigger that hit the bridge.
Yeah, yeah.
And I went to 3 years of school at the Coast Guard Academy, which has a square rigger named the Eagle.
Okay, tell us about it.
And I've been up in the rigging, and when you're on display like that in a city, you know, there may be 400 people on board, but 150 of them are aloft or up on those sails. And they're steel wires that you stand on, and typically now you have a harness that you also clip on. So if you slip and fall, you don't hit the deck, you just dangle.
Okay.
That ship in New York lost power. And if you go back and look at the videos, it was not moving forward, it was moving backwards. And that's why it hit the bridge. It wasn't supposed to go under that bridge.
Okay.
It was never supposed to pass.
I see.
And because of that loss of power, it hit the bridge, and a lot of those people fell to their death. Now, it's also interesting, if you look at the videos, you can see people dangling on those harnesses, which saved their lives.
Yeah.
But still, I mean, they're stuck up in the... It's tough to get them down. I mean, you've got to have a pretty tall rig, and you got to be tied up to a dock, and with the boat being...
It had never gone under the Brooklyn Bridge before to get where it was.
No.
Okay.
No, there's another bridge that's taller.
Okay.
I think it's the Washington Bridge. It's the bridge that I-75 is much taller than the Brooklyn Bridge.
What a tragedy! But listen. I really appreciate your expertise on that because I was just a little confused about it, but thank you very much for that, Chris. All right, she's giving birth and she's 97 years old. Seriously, it's a tortoise. The tortoise's name is Mommy, and she's going to be a mother. The oldest, apparently, to give birth, 97 years old. It had to be a younger tortoise, or maybe they give Viagra to the tortoises that are older. But 97 years old, and mama hatched eggs, all females. So this is like a really, really big deal. And they were named after the Golden Girls, Blanche, Dorothy, Rose, and Sophia, who were all old. Look, just because you're old and you have these eggs, it doesn't mean that the babies are old, but they were named after old people. Anyway, all right. That's good news, and I'm sure, like in the animal world, I'm sure she's satisfied and happy that she was able to fulfill her instinctive role as a female, as a mother, and lay these eggs that hatched. All right, I'm Scoot. We're coming back to wrap up the show on WWL. Day in 1962, D.D. Sharp made it to number one on the R&B chart with Mashed Potato Time, another weird, crazy dance invented by the baby boomer generation. It's a wonder we had time to do anything else. We were so busy inventing dances. Earlier, we talked about the Freddy from Freddy and the Dreamers. We talked about Mashed Potato Time. And you know what else we've talked about on this show? The Gator. You know, I remember going to parties and, you know, there was always like this hood guy, this call them the pits. Always some hood guy had a bad reputation who would pop the gator at the party. Like, woo, so-and-so is going to pop the gator. All right, tomorrow we are live on the North Shore at the new location of Bonvenue Bank at 3481 East Causeway Approach in Mandeville. There'll be food and drinks. It's a state-of-the-art banking and their new home, and I can't wait to see it. And if you can stop by, please do. Hey, I'll bring a few Scoot on the Air Tuned In t-shirts to give away. All right, I want to thank our program director, brand manager, Diane Newman, assistant program director, brand manager, and senior producer of our show, Ian Hoke, market manager, Dan Barron, news anchor, Chris Mueller, and traffic with Court DP. As always, I thank all of you for joining me here. And join me now on Substack, Instagram, and Facebook. I'm Scoot. Sports Talk is next with Mike and Steve. Love you, New Orleans.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.